So, was fishing mostly how you made a living then?
Hmm?
Was fishing mostly how you made a living then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fishing and hunting in the wintertime.
When did you first start a family or get married?
I got married in 1948, I think. 1948, yeah, because George Jr. was born in 49, and Carol was born in 1950.
How did you meet your wife? Did you grow up together?
Under the dock. You ask me?
You're probably not kidding, huh?
Hey. No, I knew her. They used to be a watchman. His dad used to be a watchman in Shearwater, and I know her, you know, just know her, after I got out of the army, we started going around together.
So, was she always at the cannery when you were out fishing then?
Yeah.
Her dad? So you met her then, probably, but...
Yeah.
Then did they live here in Old Harbor after?
Yeah, I knew her before I got in the service, you know.
Yeah.
We just started going around together when I got in the Army.
Did she write you letters?
Yeah, she waited for me.
Yeah. What was her name?
2 years, huh?
What was her name?
Sophie.
What was her maiden last
name? Henry. Huh?
Pesterkov.
And when I got out of the army, we ran around for 2 years before we got married. And we were married 54 years when she died.
Well. Did you guys always live here in Old Harbor?
Yeah, yeah, we lived here. We had a house, you know where that old dock is?
Mm-hmm.
Almost right there, close to the beach.
Right on the beach.
Huh? Right under, almost to the beach. Nighttime we used to hear the waves breaking when it blows. It was way down here.
In how do you say in Aleutic? Our house was right on the beach.
Ngluchbuk. Kutum Chani Khani. Right by the beach. Kutum Chani Khani.
How do you say hear the waves breaking?
Nitnik Dakbuk. Kangyuk Unukumi. We used to listen to the waves at nighttime when they're in bed, when it blows, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't even scared of nothing.
Just, you guys had two kids?
We had two old boys. We had Ernest was born, what they call the blue baby or whatever, I don't know. He was sickly when he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had another boy named Jerry. He had an accident at duck hunting. He had a gun. I guess when he was shooting, after he was shooting, he put his gun in the skip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It had a trigger outside. I guess he forgot to unload it. But When he put it out, it shot the half of his face was gone.
Whoa.
I had to pick him up and bring him back. That was the hardest thing I ever done.
Did he make it?
Huh?
Did he make it after that?
What?
Did he live after that?
No.
No.
How could he live with half of his face shot off? That happened in the Big Creek. I had a tough life, you know, real tough. Lost 3 brothers in the sea. Holy God, it's real tough.
How do you say that? I lost 3 brothers in the sea.
Huh?
In Aleutic.
Being iron. They were all older than me. Being iron, Anunganga. Older brothers, Anunganga. Tamashit. Imakvit Tamashit. They drowned.
Did your kids fish for you then? Huh? Did your boys grow up fishing for you? Did your wife go fishing with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too much. A couple of years or so.
Yeah.
She went fishing with me. She didn't really care for it when it blows. One time she said she was making soup and we rolled too much, she dropped the pot. All the soup. After that, she quit. I didn't blame her. Because we used to fish in rough water.
Would she stack net too and everything?
Or hmm?
Would she work out on deck too, or she mostly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She worked like anybody else.
Cool.
Except she didn't pitch fish. We didn't let her go in the hole.
She'd go cook.
Yeah. Cook and work on the deck. Poseidon.
Did your daughter go fishing too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a couple of years. And Georgine fished with me for a couple of years too. Do you ever fish?
Yeah, I fished with I grew up fishing for my stepdad.
Uh-huh.
On the Annalisa.
Do you like it?
I did.
Did you like the jellyfish?
No.
Holy cow, when there's a lot of jellyfish and they go up with the seine and blow
the
it.
The wind.
Oh.
Terrible.
Land on your face and they itch like hell. That's one thing I didn't like about fishing. Jellyfish.
They're always bad, huh? The red ones?
Yeah. They're real, really bad, no kidding.
What's the word for jellyfish?
I don't know.
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish. I made one look just like a Harold's boat. Planet Sea.
Mm-hmm.
See, the identical. But I gave it to his grandson in Longview. He wanted it. So he still got it.
Did you make other ones too?
Yeah.
Did you make them for the kids to play with, or did you make them just for,
just to what you call, yeah.
Oh, those look like fun. I'd like to make a boat.
Oh, yeah. I had fun carving it up. I lived in that boat so long, I know exactly how to make it. That was my home for, I don't know, summer home for 49 years.
Yeah. Did you have a crew that stayed with you lots of summers, or did you have lots of different crew members? your crew?
I didn't change my crew very much, you know. I had my junior with me all these years, and then a Balik fished with me for about 5 years. And Lavaki, Lawrence's husband, fished with me for 2 years. He learned how to fish with me. And a Spurok fished with me for 1 summer.
Do you guys, is there a Aleutic word for greenhorn, or just...
What?
You know, a greenhorn, or someone that doesn't know how to fish yet, they're just learning. Like a beginner.
No, I didn't. I never had greenhorn, except my wife.
Is there a word for that, though? Someone who
greenhorn.
Just starting out.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. No, I used a regular saw.
Yeah?
Yeah. Take my good old time. You see there? It's almost identical.
Yeah.
See there?
That reminds me of my stepdad's boat, the Peril Cape.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, they were sitting from the same company. It used to be red and black.
When Do you remember first the Peril Cape?
Cape Trinity was the name of it. Cape Trinity.
When you first got it?
Yeah. I bought it for only $7,000. That was a good buy. $7,000. The first boat I had was Alexander, named after my dad. I bought it for only $3,500. It was a good boat. I liked it. When you load up, you know, it didn't go like a Jerry, I did, you know, to go like that.
Yeah.
That boat I had first was to go down the same way.
Make it didn't you feel slow better. Down. You don't like when yeah. Tip.
It didn't slow down, and whole lot of fish, over 5,000 fish, and just you never slow down very much. I like that one better than to keep turning.
Do you know what kind of boat it was, the Alexander?
Alexander was a real wide little boat. Not built like this Cape boat, you know. It was real wide. And just a small cabin. But it took a lot of fish. Good sea. Oh,
there's your bird clock. Must be.
Oh, I have to shoot it, yeah.
Nagi shoot it.
That's right.
Like that. Nagi shoot it.
Yeah.
A dresser or drawers. They have kamutak.
Dressers, drawer. Kamutak.
Is that right?
Yeah, kamudak.
Kamudak.
Kamudak, yeah, the dresser.
For refrigerator, they call it patsnarwik.
Refrigerator, patsnarwik.
What do you
think? Refrigerator, patsnarwik.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Patsnarwik, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's yowlik, yowlik,
yowlik. Sound good?
What's Snowick, yeah. What's Snowick, yeah.
calendar.
Calendar.
Yeah.
Chislok.
Chislok. Is that how
Chislok.
Chislok. Calendar.
Chestnutical calendar. Chislok.
Chislok. Yeah.
How do you say it? That's right in Nordic or correct?
What does?
How do you say that's right?
Azichtuk.
Azichtuk, oh, that's good. Okay. Kettle, chainik.
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 Pencil. Pen or pencil.
Karantasak.
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 Broom.
Kalik.
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 Kindling. Like a fire, small fire.
Arsputkak.
Arsputkak.
Kindling, arsputkak.
A bread pan.
Arsupkak, arsupkak.
Arsupkak.
Kindling. What's that other one? Bread pan. Bread.
Arsupkak.
Bread pan. How do you pronounce?
They say listock or something.
Huh?
Listock? I don't know.
Bread pan. Valik.
A lid. A lid.
A lid?
Lid, yeah. Patok.
Lid.
Lid.
Patok. Patok, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Alright.
Paduk.
Paduk. It sounds like.
You cover the.
It sounds like paduk.
Kettle, yeah.
Paduk.
Paduk like.
That's a cover, yeah. Paduk.
Paduk. Paduk is a.
Yeah, cover.
Like bummed out. Frowning. Like, pouting.
Paduk.
Paduk.
Paduk. Sirupuk.
Paduk. Putu, putu.
Kirupuk.
Kaisu putu wakit. If you ask somebody, kaisu putu wakit. How come you're putu wakit? You know.
How come you're putu wakit?
Prawn.
What's the matter?
Prawn.
Putuk.
Prawning,
huh? Uh-huh.
How come you're prawning so much?
Right. Kleenex.
Kleenex are like to blow your nose.
Kagekliatuk. Kleenex.
Kaizu sayach bakchit. What's that?
Kleenex is. Tukchun.
You know when you blow your nose.
Yeah.
Kakshushtwa.
Kakshushtwa.
It's yeah, when you blow
your nose. Yeah,
mm-hmm. So that's like boogers?
Yeah.
Kakshushtun. Kakshushtun. Kleenex. Kakshushtun. Kakshushtun, yeah.
Yeah.
Kakshushtun.
How you call that? What you call that now? But just, no, you know.
Kakshuk.
You remember this old lady called? That's what
See what else she's got? Coffee?
Kuhyak.
Kuhyak. Tea? Chayak?
Chayak.
A bottle or a jar?
Huh?
A bottle? Bottle or a jar?
Well, that's in Russian, a maslok.
Maslok.
Bottle.
Butter?
Bottle.
No, a bottle.
Bottle jar.
A jar or a bottle, like a bottle.
Jar.
A jar, yeah.
Potekak.
Putilkak,
yeah. Putilkak,
that's like a bottle.
Putilkak, yeah. Bottle. Okay. Putilkak. A bucket.
Witruk.
Witruk. A box?
Yasik.
Yasik. A plate or a bowl?
Plate or bowl, aludak.
Both are the same? A plate and a bowl?
Yeah. Aludak.
A cooking pot?
Azuk.
Azuk. Frying pan?
Gurudak.
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 A spoon?
Lutskak.
A fork?
Wilkak.
Knife?
Nuzik.
Nuzik.
Sugar.
Chakalak.
A saucer?
Saucer.
Like what you put your teacup on, a saucer? Right? Palutsak?
Luska, no.
Yeah, that's what it says. Palutska. Palutsak?
Plushkak. Plushkak, yeah.
A tub.
Tub?
Yeah, must be like bathtub. Saikak. Saikak. Tub. Okay. A towel.
Towel is.
Khmudak.
Khmudak.
Okay. A dish rag.
Dish rag.
Trapka.
Trapka.
Okay. Soap?
Milak.
Milak. Is that any kind of soap?
Yeah. Milak.
A stool.
A stool.
Stool chick.
Stool chick, yeah.
Is that the same for like a desk?
Stool chick, a desk, yeah. Stool chick, chair.
His chair.
It's a chair, yeah. Stool chick. It's a stool,
it says. A drinking glass.
Stakanok, yeah.
Stakanok.
A doorknob.
Doorknob.
I can't read that. Ruskak.
Doorknob.
Rutak.
Doorknob.
What's Billy Chuck in the restaurant? Billy Chuck. Yeah.
Is pepper?
Pepper. Biritsuk.
Is that Russian?
No.
Oh.
No way.
No.
Biritsuk.
Window is Chaluk.
Chaluk.
Clock is
Cheshuk.
Cheshuk. Bedroom.
Bedroom. Kawachwik.
Kawachwik. Plant. A plant? Nagis.
Plant.
New wayuk.
Plant is.
New wayuk.
Plant. Plant.
Kaduchwik.
Kaduchwik.
Does that mean any place where you gather? Like the beach?
We get together.
Get together and go get clams or anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kaduchwik.
Sichwik.
Picture Patridak. Pictures are Patridak.
Patridak.
Freezer.
Freezer. Warwick? Does that sound familiar?
Reaser.
Is that right?
Kumlawick.
Bed.
Ngluk.
Ngluk. Kitchen.
Ngluk.
Ngluk.
Kitchen. Kitchen.
Knechwik. Knechwik.
Plitak.
Stove.
Plitak. Desk, table, and counter.
Stool.
Stool. Stoolok. Stoolok, yeah. Table.
A place to sit.
Sapit. Place to
sit.
Akum la wik.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Estinak.
Estinak.
A wall.
Yeah.
Toilet. No. I always hear Nuznik, is that Russian?
Yeah.
So.
Nuznik, Anahuk. Yeah, toilet, yeah. Anahuk.
Anahuk, toilet.
Yeah.
You guys call it that before?
Yeah,
Anahuk. Well, that's in Russian,
it's Nuznik. Nuznik, yeah. Anahuk. It says right there, Anahuik. Yeah.
What's the huik part?
Huik?
Yeah.
Anahuik?
Huik. Does that mean a place?
Yeah.
Place where you anak?
Yeah. Anahuik.
Okay. Papers?
Kaligak.
Kaligak.
Mayor? Mayor.
Tan Hudak. A lamp.
Lampok.
A door.
A mic.
Coffee maker.
Kukyakson. Coffee maker.
Coffee pot.
Yeah.
Okay. Telephone or two-way radio.
Telephone. New Wawik. Yeah.
Same as a radio too? New Wawik?
Same thing. Walkie talkie.
Yeah.
New Wawik.
The sink for washing. Place for washing. A place for washing dishes or washing.
Uchtuwiwik.
That's what it says right here.
Uchtuwiwik.
The floor.
Natuk.
What was that one we couldn't think of before when we were with?
Ceiling.
Yeah, we could. Floor natuk.
Natuk.
A pillow.
Putushkak.
Putushkak. A blanket.
Ulik.
Ulik.
Ulik. A rug.
Pallawik.
A rug.
Stairs.
Stairs. Trap.
Okay, trabat means ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Sinak. that entryway?
Yeah.
That's right. Cupboard.
Cupboard is...
Skabak.
Balkak. Balkak, yeah.
Skabak, yeah.
Skabak.
Skabak.
Hallway or the place you enter.
No.
Enter, yeah, it's quick.
It's quick, yeah.
It's enter.
Yeah, it's quick.
The wick must mean the place.
Yeah.
Huh? A cup?
Just cup.
Just cup. Television?
TV.
TV, yuck. It says. TV, yuck. A heater?
A heater is...
Kaminak,
yeah.
Does that mean like wood
stove? Yeah.
Wood stove,
Kaminak,
too?
Yeah,
wood stove is plitak.
Plitak, kaminak is a heater.
Heater. A plitak is a wood stove.
And then they have bathroom, nuznik at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nuznik.
Nuznik.
Instead bathroom. Of anachwik. Okay, that's all April's words. I wanted to make sure and get these words right for some animals. The killer whale?
Achluk.
Achluk. Is that just like any whale? Or is that just a killer whale?
Killer whale, achluk.
Achluk.
Yeah.
You guys have any killer whale stories you ever run into?
Once in a while. They're back in Kodiak.
Yeah.
I seen them in Kodiak Mere.
Did they used to be around back when you were fishing too? They ever go in your net or anything?
Yeah, it's kind of, they're kind of scary. They tear the seine up.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Magpies. Is that right? Huhuzik?
Huhuzik.
Huhuzik.
That's right. Huhuzik.
Magpie, Huhuzik.
Was there always magpies around here?
Yeah, here, yeah, magpie.
Yeah, ever since you can remember?
Then, Kingfisher is Uhuzik Buck. Kingfisher. Kingfisher is Uhuzik Buck.
So close, huh?
Yeah. Uhuzik Buck.
What does the buck part mean?
Buck?
Yeah. Buck. Does that mean like a magpie?
Yeah. Uhuzik Buck.
Buck.
Mayak clam.
Is that just one clam? Mamayak?
Mamayak, yeah.
So many clams, mamayak.
All kinds of mamayak, you know, razor clams and butter clams, rough shell clams, they're all mamayak.
Well, the rock clam is to cascat, you know.
Cascat, yeah.
The rock clam.
Cascat.
What they call them?
Cascat.
Cascat.
That's what we used to call them. Cascat solita.
Cascat solita.
Go after rock clam. They call them rock clams and they call them in Akia Kamako.
Kamako.
Kamako, Inakia. We call them different, you know.
Did you guys used to go get razor clams a long time ago, too, somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Around here? Would you have to take the boat out to go get them?
Yeah, Rolling Bay, Setlock.
They got some in Ocean Beach, too, you know. Yeah. You never went to Ocean Beach?
I went there a couple times.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I stayed with a guy, they had two cabins there one time. I stayed with him when there used to be cows. He killed a cow, you know, and we had horses. We put it on a plywood, towed it down. All the way from Ocean Beach, the horses, we made a rope. Whole cow, we took it down.
Cool.
I rode out on a horse with him. He was a cowboy. Next day, I barely could get up. My legs were tired. Well, I told him, I'm going to walk to the American right no horse. My legs, you know, here. I got a first deer, but somebody, I got the first deer, small buck in Bush Point. He's going after wood.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, Florence Christensen thought I was the first one to get a deer. I shot, I was coming back, I thought it was a bear, you know, sitting in the grass. I looked and I think it's ran up the beach, throw my anchor, grab my rifle, run up, wait for him. I look up in the grass, he was still coming. Yeah, he had that. And I waited, you know, he let me see. You asked him. Yeah, he was coming. I couldn't miss it. It was a buck then. And I was alone, I had a hard time putting it in my stick.
Yeah.
But I got it in there. So it was down the beach, you know, Florence Christensen, his husband was alive. And it was the first time we see a deer around, she told me. Yeah.
Do you remember your first deer you got? Was it here, or was it?
Farling Bay.
Oh, that way. Farling Bay.
Farling Bay.
Me, I was the first one at Bush Point, I remember. I never shot a goat, though. Mountain goat?
Yeah.
I never did shot one.
They're too high up there.
Well, John and them Gordon, they went on their four-wheeler, you know, Big Creek.
Mm-hmm.
They said they were way down. I don't know how come, you know. He showed me the hump up there from his house down. He said that they were pretty well down. Monkey goat.
Yeah, he said they went with the boys the other time. Sunday, I think. They seen about 12 in Barling Bay, way down.
Yeah.
By the beach.
It's what you call it's where last month John got one. It wasn't that far up in the snow. But the first goat he got, what a fuse, you know what happened? He seen it when it was going. How come that thing's running down? The bear was running out.
Oh.
It's how come he came down. That's when he caught it. He looked behind it, yeah, the bear was. You know, that's how come he come down. So. But they don't know, they don't come down that much. We try hunt him one time, him and I. We try to get him down, no way. We shoot it. We go other side, we go other side. You know, shooting it up. We try to let it come down, no.
No.
You know, so we're trying to scare it down, nothing. No. We try to, it's quite a few years.
You ever get charged by a bear or have a scare?
Hmm?
Do you ever, a bear ever scare you? Like it was gonna come.
You see a bear mat, yeah. You know. He said, Spay, when we wounded, boy, the first time. Boy, they look. Oh,
no, man. They never charged me.
No.
I seen one mad when we shot at the bar. It was mad, boy, I tell you. He went into the alders and just tear them right off.
Just tearing
roots
the trees.
And all.
Tearing the trees out.
No, I see that the first time we could see that foam coming off. He was so mad. He was hitting the trees. And there was three of us, you know. The old man, he was mad at us. We were wounded, as you said. Then Mike, he's not easy, and you know, what you call him, he told us, you guys go after, you guys wounded. So we looked for it in the woods, we walked in. There was snow, you know, then I see the trash going up here. I told Mike, I guess the white's gone, must have went up the hill. He told me that's good. He was mad anyway. So he went back and we told Will that white's gone. He was so nervous he didn't even put shell in his rifle. We were shooting it. It was click. I told him, oh, this one got nothing in your rifle. I could hear it click. No shell in there. You know, he was shaking. Because he seemed that very mad.
Then did you get it after that?
No.
No?
Never did. It was a big one, I could tell. You could tell how embarrassing of the man.
Big hump on the
back? Yeah, but your head was so big. Boy, you know. They get pretty big. I seen Arlene Bear seen one. You know, we seen one first, me and this guy going after. Then after a while, my partner told me, holy smoke, look at that one. I thought this one was a bigger one.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we all this time were looking at it. He said, that's big. After a while, bigger one come out. Boy, like male and female, they travel together. You know, the male is always on the back. But old timers used to say, see, you go after bears like that, you got to try shoot the male on the back. He's always on the back. He's coming behind the female. So we used to try to get the male first. Before you
otherwise
kill.
The male gets
yeah, the male's
going
to charge right away. You see, that's what he used to tell us. But my dad was a bear hunter.
Yeah?
He was a real bear, you know. I used to go with some boys to run down the beach and we start shooting the bear. I get scared, you know. I look at him on the hill shooting and he would call me. I run down the beach. The first time I see a bear alive, boy, look, you know, alive. He looked pretty big to me.
What was your dad's name?
Pete.
Almost going to sleep.
Gonna fall asleep on this? Too much meetings.
I know.
What was that one story he told about Father? Was it Father Michael? He was scared of the bear, but it ran up the hill or something?
Yeah, that's the one I told you about.
Because he's...
Yeah, he didn't bother him, but he said he was going back, falling back, because he was so scared. His heart was like that. That's when he was... he smelled him, you know, but he kept going like this. He smelled him, turned around, and he went up the hill. That's when I told Father Sagas. I told him about, you know, Father Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Put his nose around, smell, went up the hill. Father Michael told me, maybe he didn't smell too good.
I like that one.
That's what he told me. Boy, make me laugh. You know, you remember Father Sergius? You remember him, huh?
I met him before.
Yeah, he's comical.
He's funny.
Huh?
He's a character.
Yeah, he liked to drink, you know. He used to like to drink. He would come in the house, you know. Before become a priest, he was an oil man.
Oh, yeah.
I used to sit down, drink, and boil something. And he looked like, yeah, you got drink? Yeah. I gave him the bottle. He was working for the, you know, oil.
He came down here working for the oil company or something?
Yeah, he came down on the 4th of July one time. Because I was down in the Calvary, you know. I didn't see him, you know. When that Swin was alive, I was standing watching the fish in the culvert. Somebody grabbed me on the back. I looked back, Father said, boy, he was laughing. Yeah, he was, you know. I thought he'd never be a priest, but he did. Wow. You know the way he used to drink homebrew, anything? The way he used to be around here, I figured, well, he made it.
So
he even
came
make
here.
It to the monk, now monk, you know.
He came here first, he wasn't a priest, then he went.
No, he was a chukum. He worked.
He was
off.
Here before he was a priest.
Then he went to seminary,
yeah.
And then came back?
Yeah. Yeah, then he became a priest. He had a partner named John. He become a priest too. Him and John used to oil the oil field truck all the time. Then when I went to Father Herman, one year I recognized that guy. He was a priest. I recognized him too. Yeah, what you call him? You know, like this, you know, because it's pretty hard to be a priest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, a lot of them, like in Kodak and seminary, they never make it.
Woody Island?
This was when our house burned, I was just 4 or 5 years old. So we moved here. Our house burned, somebody burned it. With a kerosene lamp out. You know them kerosene lamp?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's what I heard, isn't it? I don't even hardly remember nothing. I remember when my mom was alive, we'd gone after a Patarkis. I could see those, I was so small, like spiders in the water, that's when I come to, walking under the water.
Take it.
I can't, it's, I don't have a melody for it yet. I gotta get Olga to help me, but I'm craving something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm craving something. Is there a word for that?
I'm craving for something. Craving. You got to read that.
Oh, yeah.
Craving something. I want something.
That, like, I want something to eat?
Yeah.
Cool.
I would chuck a shoe, the chuck. Okay, I want something to eat. Chuck a mug, the chuck to. Chuck a mug, the chuck to.
Chuck
a mug, the chuck to.
Yeah,
that's, I want something to eat. Like a crow. Magpie.
The tide is falling.
Mm-hmm.
The tide is falling. Is it Kenduk?
Kenduk.
Tide going out?
Yeah.
Kenduk. Tungistuk. tides going in.
Let's all go get clams.
Canoe chick kite. Clams, yeah. Canoe chick kite means what?
What does that mean?
What?
The canoe chick kite?
How about kelp? Well, how do you call kelp?
New yike.
New yike.
It's calm, nice weather.
Nice weather?
Yeah.
Pinachtuk.
The tide is low, or the tide is out already.
Already? Knitsing out, the tide is out.
Knitsing out. Is that kind of like what he was saying? Knutshikai is
the clams will dry up, I mean. Knutshikai. The clams will dry up or whatever.
Then, if we are all going to go get clams, like all of us are going, how do you say that?
We're gonna go clam digging?
Yeah, like we all.
Tamamda clam sukchikugut.
Mamayak sukchikugut.
Tamamda mamayak sukchikugut. Mamayak sukchikugut. Mamayak sukchikugut. All of us will go clam digging.
We'll get our buckets and shovels. Rigs and lanterns. Iwagu? Iwagu? Does that mean get?
What?
We'll get our buckets, shovels, rigs and lanterns.
Yeah.
What's the word for we'll get?
We'll take us with us?
Yeah, take with us.
The vodka.
The potcock.
Wheat rock. Crap book. Rakes. Crape book.
Rake?
Yeah.
Rake.
It's a good way to dig clams. The rake.
And you don't break them.
Crop it. Yeah. It's a rake.
The lanterns. Fanarok. How do you say let's get this stuff?
What's that?
The word for let's get this or take it with us. The buckets, shovels, rakes, lantern.
Two chickabit.
Two chickabit.
We're gonna take them. Two chickabit. Two chickabit.
The pod.
We drook.
The pod.
We drook.
How do you say? We'll ride out in the skiff.
Ride out on the skiff or?
Yeah.
Go on the skiff.
Go in the skiff. Go out in the skiff.
Yeah. Ach, chikugut turagun. We're gonna go on the skiff.
Ach, chikugut.
Turagun.
To Ragun?
Yeah. We'll go on the skiff to Ragun. To Ragun.
To Ragun. We're going to the good clam beach.
Hmm?
The good clam beach. And we are going to the good spot for clam.
Sheep Island.
We're going to Sheep Island.
Sheep Highlandman.
Koda, Koda is what beach?
Koda, yeah, beach, Koda. Koda is beach.
We're going to Gadach Kudachugun. Kutman.
Kutman.
It's the beach, Kutman.
Glamchukman. Kutman, Akskudachugut Kutman. Glamchukluda. We're gonna go on the beach to get some clams.
Am I? What's Wanguda?
Us.
Us. Would you put that first? Wanguda, Agudaktugut.
Agudaktugut.
Gutman.
Gutman. Lam Soguda.
We're all going.
One big. Anguda ach gudach to good clam so good man. Anguda ach gudach to good clam so good. Anguda ach gudach to good. Anguda ach gudach to good good man clam so good. That's a long.
It's a mouthful.
Anguda ach gudach to good good man clam so good.
Phew.
That's the way to learn.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's a mouthful. Wanguda, Akuda, Tukut, Gutman, Mamayak, Suguda.
Yeah? Right on.
Okay.
Lee Tutin Hokley. Lee Tutin Angeli. You're learning quite a bit. Lee Tutin Angeli.
When I'm reading it. Okay. We all start digging and looking around for the clams.
What?
We all start digging and looking for the clams.
Oh. Clam. Lakhluta clam. Lakhluta clam. Dig for clams.
Lakhluta mamayak.
Yeah, Lakhluta Mamayanak.
Mamayanak?
Yeah. Lakhluta Mamayanak. Dig for clams.
Is there a word for, like, if you go straight to the, to a place? I found this word. Does that look familiar? Ekme. Ekmihuni? We go straight to a place? No? That's not familiar. We find lots.
Hmm?
How you say we find lots of clams?
We found lots?
Mm-hmm.
Amliskanak climb Amliskanik Mamayak tribe. We got lots of clams.
Mamayak.
Mamayak. Amliskanik Mamayak. Amliskamik Mamayak tribe. Good.
Good.
Amliskanik Mamayak tribe. We got lots of clams.
We fill our buckets.
We took the tacht perlugo. We fill the bucket up, plump full.
We
took the tacht perlugo. We took the tacht perlugo.
We took the tacht perlugo.
Yeah, right on.
Alright, it's a full moon.
Tadachtugu. Full.
Tadachtugu.
We took Tadachtugu. Bucket. You paid the bucket from. See, I got it backwards. Tadachtugu, we took.
Oh, you switch them around?
Yeah. Tadachtugu. Perlugu, we took. Fill the bucket up.
Okay. It's a full moon.
Igaluk the dachnok. Yeah, the full moon.
The stars are out?
Yeah, Tatachanok Igaluk is the right way.
Is that the way you would say it? Or is that like how you translate it, full moon?
Tatachanok Igaluk. Full moon.
The stars are out, or starry night. Is there a word for that?
What?
Stars are out. The stars are out.
Okay.
Or it's a starry night.
Hmm?
Is Achyak starry?
Oh. What?
Stars.
Stars.
Uh-huh.
Achyet.
Achyet.
Achyet, stars. Don't let the stars get in your eyes.
Okay.
Klam chut chagut una kasach muk klam nuk. Una kasach muk klam nuk. I am not going to eat the clams raw. Let's see how what you say now. Una kasach muk clam. Look, this guy likes to eat raw clams.
Una? What's una?
Una. This guy, una.
This guy.
Kasach muk. Lamnik. Nakasachnok Lamnik. He likes to eat raw clam. The butchers were old. Hardly butchers. They had to send us home.
Went to the galley, they were fighting in there, they were fighting the foreman. Remember that guy named Don Scott? He was from Korea.
They couldn't fire us because there was no other crew.
They had to put up with you guys.
No work tonight. Everybody, the cannery was going and was a shoot. So you guys could go. We went home. The guy that was taking up care of the shrimp box, he couldn't even stand up. He was in the ground, you know. He was there in his room, drunk.
How long was that cannery here for?
It was here until it burned up.
Herring, crab, shrimp. There were two of them. One in the dock, one over here.
Was it just for like part of a year and then away it burned?
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be good if they could get another processor in here and hire everybody.
The crab disappeared. That's all. One year they done good. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
After that, crab went down.
Do you remember that guy from Port Lions, Kenny Wood?
I remember that name, yeah.
Yeah, Kenny Wood. He was learning the
Reefer King. Reefer King.
We worked for him.
That's the Reefer King.
Reefer King.
Yeah, I worked in by Moser Bay in there too. Reefer King. We had two sons.
We had a crazy Boston George Ronholt.
Yeah.
Holy cow. He'd let us draw money out so he could play poker with us.
Would you guys beat him?
Yeah, sometimes he beat us. Boy, I was laughing. We had one guy from Hungarian, Hank Gulasso. Everybody was taking off Hawaii. The tugboat was coming in to Seattle. It was broke down. Everybody was flying out, and whenever somebody go, we'd clean it up. And Arthur was with me. He'd find a little bottle, drink it. And then after a while, this guy come and took a lasso for Slavic, you know.
Yeah.
Go Slavic, sing Slavic songs and everything.
From Hungary?
He was taking that Hungarian guy around.
Oh.
Let him go into the room and cross himself. Oh, that guy was crazy. Nuts. Good guy, though. Oh, George Groundhog.
Yeah, the foreman, you know. He used to go to work, everybody drunk. Even on that blow line, the crap. You know, that guy picked him all eating. The guy used to limp.
Yeah.
He was a foreman. He was drunk, too. Everybody used to have that music all the time when they were working. Falling off on the trays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Heine. We lost him. He was inside the crab. In one of the baskets, he fell in there. And he put the crab.
When we worked at the trap point, one boat came in with a lot of undersized crabs. Yeah. The fishing game was there. And he took all the undersized crabs, you know, to one side, big pile. And then a night crew started working nighttime. They must have processed every one of them. Small crabs. Next day, that boss from fishing game, they called him and he came down. Nothing to prove, no crime. They had to let him go. They had to let him go. Them two were
and
lucky.
What are you talking about, small crab?
There was no small crab. Nothing, no proof. When he was going to go out, he said, oh, was it? These are guys are all crazy. McKingley, what is that? Marshall.
Was it men and women and everybody working on those canneries?
Not in the, what you call,
the processor?
Not when we were at Trap Point, but here when it comes, women and men would be working, you know, but when they were broke down in Trap Point, they didn't want no women. There were nothing but men.
Well, those works and projects, the dungeon is so fast.
The dungeon?
Trying to put you in
the dungeon crab? Oh,
yeah. They're fast. Well, you gotta, you know, grab them and go like this and fight them.
Whenever get you?
Yeah. They're fast, the dungeons. The king crab were good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you guys wear heavy gloves?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we gotta have heavy gloves.
They're so pokey.
I remember that I was walking down there, me and the guy divine, 10,000 king crabs in the only time. 10,000 in a big boat. And he come with a load. Two of us unloaded that. Mm.
How, into the brailer?
Into the brailer.
Then up.
Yeah. Feeling the 10,000 boys. I'm too tired.
Hello, Tuck, what are you doing?
Huh? I'm listening to
your
stories now.
Nice, look at that. Pinakhtapa, look at that.
Yeah.
That camera.
Looks good.
Oh, I like it here. I could watch the water out there, but no, no ducks no more.
Kinduk.
You don't see any ducks.
Kinduk. Tide's going out.
Tide's going out.
Once in a while you see a seagull dead out there. They're gone, no way. I'm watching a great while they come here, yeah, but not like it used to be before.
What, ducks?
Yeah.
Used
they're
to
not
be,
just coming spring, you know, there'd be lots of kugumiaks out
Whistlers
there.
Whistlers all over across Whistlers.
Yeah, look at that now.
Just you could just see them dark. I used to go out for my them Whistlers, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Funny to see it like that now.
Oh, they come in March more. I don't know how come.
What about the old squaw? Old squaw ducks?
Yeah.
Do you guys eat those ones? Huh? You know, they're like white head and then they have the blue.
Yeah. Hydras used to come. Oh, the male eiders are pretty.
King eiders, you're not supposed to shoot. I shot one time, pulled one of them. I gave it to Ralph. You know, he was looking at the guys and ducks.
Shit, we used to eat every day when we were crabbing, you remember?
Yeah.
We'd go, when you were going to anchor up, you shoot one, pick it, and cook it. Hiders.
Are there Aleutic words for the different ducks?
Yeah,
like the
eider. What's eider? About it.
That's a yachik,
no? Kayakik, yeah.
Well, kayakik is a pintail,
no? No. Kayakik is eider.
Yeah.
And there used to be, I never heard of any more, Achalik.
Achalik.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some like
this. I don't see them, yeah, white and black.
We used to shoot them in barley.
I used to hear them in the morning. Achalik. Yeah.
Oh, used to be lots in barling.
Yeah, Achalik. I used to eat them.
Yeah, we used to wait. As soon as they die, we go out there and they come up and we shoot.
Yeah, and then There's a chuuk. What the hell is chuuk?
A new small one. They come in spring.
Chuuk. Oh yeah.
They come springtime.
Yeah, and then there's a rock duck. What they call them?
Kayak.
Kayak. Yeah, rock duck.
Kayak.
Kayak.
Rock duck.
Yeah, and
what do you call a bluebill now?
Yeah, there's a name for it too.
What about those whistlers?
Whistlers? Kukumiak. Kukumiak.
Kukumiak.
Yeah. And golden eye?
Neskochtulik.
Neskochtulik. That's a big head. And mallard is niskittak. Mallard. Niskittak. Niskittak. And how about the widgeons? Widgeons.
How about the geese? Look. I can't call them.
Geese?
Nick, look.
I can't call them. Nick, look. I know. So I remember when she go after me. Nick, look. Geese, they call them. Nick, I know.
How about them black and red beak on them?
Kiwiksek.
Kiwiksek. What do you call them in English?
Something is not good. I know they come, because they always come in spring. They lay eggs in the rock. Kiwiksek.
Kiwiksek, I don't know, I forgot the name. There's a name for him in English. I don't know that.
He got the Lawrence.
Yeah.
He come on. Lele.
I can't forget about them butterballs.
Huh?
Butterballs.
Kochtunik. Butterballs. Kochtunik. Why did they call them? Smell like a piss. Smell like a piss.
That's what it means.
Kochtunik, yeah.
Kochtunik. That's what they call them, butterball.
And,
maybe when you cook them, they stink or something?
No.
You want that,
I like them, you.
Krakalik.
Krakalik is sawmill.
Yeah. I tried to cook some one time. Oh, I didn't like them. They taste like chow. Yeah, I cooked never again. Sawmill. It didn't taste like chow.
Uh-huh.
How do you say the sawmill one?
Krakalik.
Krakalik. Krakalik.
That man, that Nukan used to like him, I don't know how come.
Uh-huh.
Hello, man.
Hello. I